The guest we promised is Catherine Flanagan. She's the Visitor and Convention Bureau Director and the Marketing Director for the Ashland Chamber of Commerce. Two hats, one roof, one desk. Catherine Flanagan, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So Halloween, it seems like, and I've been here for 28 years now. This is probably my 29th Halloween then. So it's always been a bit of a big deal in town. Why do you suppose that is?
I think there's so much creativity and spirit in Ashland that people of all ages want to celebrate that. So over the least past decade, we've carved out some time for children and families to come down and celebrate the festivities in the downtown.
How far back does the history of the event go? You mentioned in the last decade you've carved out some time, but I think the children's parade has been going on for a lot longer than that.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think over the years it's transformed, but we... Over the past decade, I think, at least, maybe for the past 15 years. But in the past few years, what we've done is expand upon just the parade. The parade's going to start at 3:30. That's the magical time everyone wants to know. 3:30 is when the parade begins. However, we have festivities beginning early as 2:30 at the Ashland Public Library with some story time. So past few years, we've involved some other partners such as ScienceWorks, and we have face painting and trick-or-treating and story time. So just a number of different activities. And also, we've weather permitting, we have some bands and entertainment involved just to create more of a harvest sort of fair feel.
Where will the bands be?
There, Ashland Middle School Band will be on the corner of Gresham and East Main. Ashland Middle School Band on that corner, and then Ashland High on 2nd Street. We also have Intention Dance on Pioneer. And then we have a Samba Like It Hot will actually be leading the parade today.
Did you say Intention Dance?
Yes.
What's that?
It's dancing. It's intentional. No. I would say that, no, they're going to do some great performances, and it's a fun group of kids.
All right. So yep. You mentioned that the everybody wants to know what the parade time is, and that seems to be the thing that really brings people down. Any idea how many people attend the parade, either in it or just watching it?
Well, compared to 4th of July or Festival of Light, it's a little bit smaller, but by all means, it fills the streets. And so once the parade starts at the public library, makes their way down to the plaza, and they take up most of the street, you know, during that section. So I'd say, at least 1,000 folks, I would say, between everyone that gathers there and lines up and comes down and enjoys everything.
Now, it's supposed to be a kids' parade, I know, but it seems like you still get a fair number of adults in costume, too, that come down to the street for the parade.
Yes. I mean, I think there's a lot of creativity, and everyone loves getting dressed up. So we try to prioritize the children and the families in front. So Samba Band leads the parade. They'll be doing it a little bit quicker this year to make sure the parade keeps moving forward. And then we have the kids and families, and then the adults in back. But what we realized is actually... Because we've been doing this for so long, there are some children that are now, you know, 13, 14, 15 years old, and this is a tradition within their family to create these costumes, come down, and experience the afternoon. That means a lot to them.
For the folks coming from out of town who might want to see this, this is not a parade that involves floats and things like that, and the bands are stationary, you pointed out.
That's correct.
So it's really just kids in costume and their parents parading.
Mm-hmm. It's a people procession, essentially, from 3:30, and then they make their way down probably about 3:45, 4 o'clock, and then trick-or-treating is throughout the downtown. So that's what we've done. ScienceWorks will be on Oak Street doing some mad science experiments, and then there's story time with Paddington Bear at Paddington Station as well. So we've sprinkled the... activities all throughout. Even Treehouse Books has a secret book club. So from the plaza all the way to Gresham, we have something going on.
I can imagine it takes a fair amount of coordination to pull all the different parts together between the businesses and the police and all the other stuff. So how long does the planning go on for Ashland's Halloween celebration?
Well, I'd say it starts probably in the summertime once school kicks back in and everyone's back. However, it's one of our less complicated events compared to 4th of July or Festival of Light or our culinary festival coming up. So the coordination, streets will close around 2:30. And so that's we clear out the time for everyone there. However, we have a great staff and a great bunch of volunteers that come and help. We'll actually have cider and popcorn in front of the chamber, too, as a courtesy sponsored by Standing Stone Brewing Company. So the coordination is something that we enjoy doing for the town.
And about how many people does it take to pull this off? I mean, you mentioned staff and volunteers, so altogether?
Gosh, I'd say probably almost 100 folks when you
really?
Look at everybody helping out to make sure it happens the right way.
We're talking about the Halloween celebration in downtown Ashland, Oregon. Obviously, there are lots of other communities in our listening area here at the Jefferson Exchange. Join us and let us know what events are going on in your town. 800-838-3760. We'll get you here from anywhere in the listening area. If you're calling from the Rogue Valley, it's 541-552-6782. You can send us an email as well. That's jx@jeffnet.org. The process of closing the streets seems to be a fairly rigorous one. I mean, how much coordination between the chamber and the police department to pull all this together?
We work with them really well, and they do a great job. So they have a nice coordination that just goes through town, closes out, does what they need to do, and ensures the safety of everybody on the streets. So they do a great job, and really we've done it enough to know how to do it right.
Plus, they had a little practice recently, too, I noticed, closing off the street when they closed off a few blocks for the filming of the movie Wild.
Yes.
With Reese Witherspoon. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it was like a warm-up for the Halloween parade to close off the street.
Exactly. Such a short amount of time, if you think about it, as well. So as opposed to, something that takes a little bit longer. But really, the streets, I think they're going to, they'll have it closed from Gresham down through the plaza.
In your role as the person in charge of the Visitor and Convention Bureau in Ashland, do the Halloween events themselves draw anybody from particular from outside of town? I mean, is that much of the goal here, or is it just about a celebration for the people in town?
It's a great – the center point's the community, of course, but I do think we welcome folks from around town. We specifically make the parade the time of after schools are out and make sure the superintendent's happy with that time as well. So we, of course, invite folks from the different communities who might want to take part in the parade. But it doesn't necessarily draw as many visitors, say, as Festival of Light, where we really pull from the region, Northern California, and actually everywhere from Redding to Portland and such. But this is more of a local community event. Really,
so really the Christmas event draws from that far and wide, huh?
Yes, it does. Some folks make their own tradition of coming to Ashland to celebrate the season of celebration in Ashland. So
this really is the kickoff for that. Then I mean, I'm sitting here wondering for myself if kids are as excited about Halloween just because Halloween's so much fun, or because after Halloween you get Thanksgiving and Christmas and all the other fun stuff.
I think it kicks off the festivities. You can see the house is decorated locally and kids are in costume, and just that's their experience of something to get together and see how the community can come together. So it is. It's a fun. It's definitely event season for us with our culinary festival coming up November 8th, and then Festival of Light. So it's a nice way to bring the community together, but also showcase all the creativity and artistry that's here as well.
So since the parade is just a procession of people, no permits required, nobody has to do any entrance fees, anything like that, right?
The Ashland Chamber takes out the permit with the city, so there's permitting on that end. But no, it's free to participate, and it's intended for the kids, but it's just simply folks walking with the Samba Like It Hot Band, which usually brings up the end of the 4th of July parade, but they're going to be leading the parade. So that kind of gets everyone going to fun music.
Right. You can really move your hips to that stuff. I notice here on the parade lineup instructions, it says we ask the adults without children to please follow behind them.
Yes. Simply because children are shorter than adults, and so we're asking so they can actually view what's going on. We strive to have the kids be able to see what's going on as they go down the procession and prioritize them and have adults in back.
Anybody out there checking to figure out what the numbers are of adults who are there without kids versus families?
I think it could be half and half almost, but there's a large amount of folks. We make sure the folks in the schools know that it's happening. So maybe 2/3 kids and families and 1/3 of adults, because there is still that desire for folks to get dressed up and come out and be a part of the parade in the afternoon.
Is there any kind of costume contest or awards for best costumes, anything like that?
Not this year. Nope, not this year. However, we do have children's Halloween photographs happening at the Ashland Art Center with Judith Pavlik. So that's for children 12 and under, and a canned good or donation for the Ashland Emergency Food Bank is kindly requested. And like I said, we have entertainment, trick-or-treating. So you're looking for a pumpkin in the window. If you see a pumpkin in the window, that means they're participating in the trick-or-treating and handing out candy. There's also a face painter in the downtown. So from the secret book club to story time to science works experiments, I think we have a fun array of different things happening and going on. And especially we really appreciate everyone's participation. I know Rogue Credit Union will also have a game booth going on there on 2nd Street. But with the middle school and the high school bands, we're really excited. They're wanting to participate as well.
All right. So obviously it's North Main Street that's closed off essentially from the library to Bard's Inn at the north end of downtown.
Essentially,
basically,
yes.
Where the 99 split and come back together is where North Main Street's closed in Ashland. And then the side streets just off of those, like a block away?
Yes. Just okay. Sort of like what comes up from Pioneer, 2nd Street, 1st Street as well. So I think they're going to divert traffic two ways on Lithia Way. But really, we're just talking of a time frame from 2:30, about 5 o'clock. Then we make sure the streets are cleared and then open them back up. So
we are talking to Catherine Flanagan, Visitor and Convention Bureau Director and Marketing Director for the Ashland Chamber of Commerce, about Halloween celebrations in Ashland, which the major feature is the Children's Parade starting at 3:30. There must be events going on in your town. Let's hear from Eugene. Let's hear from Medford, Grants Pass, Eureka, Reading, Arcata. Lots of stuff going around on this Halloween. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on in your town. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. I know it is not directly the responsibility of Chamber, but any idea what the police presence is in Ashland on Halloween afternoon and evening?
I think Ashland is a community that appeals to a lot of folks around the valley, and so I'm sure they are conscientious of making sure that everyone's safe. So can't really speak to that. I do feel they probably bump up coverage, obviously, to make sure everyone's safe and well-behaved.
There was a time, and it's been more than 20 years now, I think, when this was more than a children's event, when the street stayed closed well into the evening. Mm-hmm. And I think it was the first year I was in the Rogue Valley. I'm really dating myself now, but that the police did even blended in by dressing up as clowns.
Yes.
You couldn't even tell they were police. And it was a big adult celebration, which had its share of problems. You know, there were some incidents of violence, not many of them, but enough of them to have police concerned. And ultimately, that whole evening thing was stopped. Is there any discussion involving the chamber or not about restoring that, about bringing that back?
We took that very seriously. And as it evolved, we felt that our best focus was to carve out some time for the children. I'm sure though it's hard to have authority when you're in costume, so that plan probably didn't work in the past. So what we did was we let go of that time frame, knowing that it's inevitably going to happen, that folks want to get dressed up. There's live music everywhere. People can go out and enjoy the nighttime, and they're in an adult version of that, and carving out time for children. We really felt that that was our best focus and our best place to be able to help promote that.
So the chamber sanctioned events are the ones that just involve the kids. Those are all done at essentially what?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then kids can go off and do the... How long does the trick-or-treating go on among the Ashland businesses?
Really about basically from the parade through 4:30. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's that sort of hub of an hour, so to speak. So basically from 3:30 to 5 is the full extent of when trick-or-treating is going on. And again, the pumpkin in the window signifies that they have treats for folks. But we felt that with our mission and who we are and what we do for the business community, we felt that that was best planned for the chamber, focusing on the children through the years.
Okay, let's take some phone calls. We have a few people on the line here. Here's Archie in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking Halloween events around the region. Catherine Flanagan's our guest from the Ashland Chamber. Archie, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't hear my name. Yeah, I'm with Ashland Contemporary Theater, and we're sponsoring Dave Hill's Twilight Zone Writers Group Workshop, and we're having a reading of some Twilight Zone-type writing, kind of, you could call it writing on the edge, I guess, and it's going to be at the Greenwich Room downstairs in the library today at 6:30 p.m., and it'll go from 6:30 probably to around 8 o'clock, and it should be some good readings. I went to a rehearsal last night, and I really enjoyed myself, so I wish everybody could come.
Okay, so Rod Serling-style readings there at the Ashland Library.
You betcha.
All right, thanks for that, Archie. Appreciate it. Let's go on to Alicia and Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about Halloween events around the region.
Hi. I just wanted to inform you that there's a parade of pumpkins on East Main Street tonight by the Pearson Farm. They have they're going to have about 75 to 100 carved pumpkins all lined up on the fence posts on East Main Street. These volunteers come, the Cub Scouts, adults, carved these pumpkins yesterday and today, and this is their 21st year doing this. It's pretty awesome. Come and look at it.
This is East Main Street in Ashland?
Yeah, okay. At the Pearson Farm.
Okay, and the Pearson Farm is just out past Ashland Middle School, is that right?
Right.
Okay. That sounds like fun. And what time does that start, Alicia?
Oh, right after dark.
Right after dark. Okay. The Parade of Pumpkins at the Pearson Farm on East Main Street in Ashland. Alicia, thanks for the information. People do have fun with Halloween, don't they?
They sure do.
what are some of your memories of Halloween? What have been some of the best Halloween celebrations you can remember? And, of course, they're all from Ashland.
Oh, of course. Well, I do have to mention I'm from Keene, New Hampshire, that just is back in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most lit jack-o'-lanterns
really?
In one spot. And we're back in the Guinness Book of World Records. So I was there.
So your hometown in New Hampshire, the most lit jack-o'-lantern is one place.
That's correct. So that's a fun group to get together. And the whole community comes out and does that. But that was there the first year when they began that. So that's a fun memory.
Okay. So, again, the major events here in Ashland, the Halloween story time is at 2:30 at the Ashland Public Library. Parade at 3:30, right.
3:30 parade.
So what time do you want people to start lining up for the parade?
Folks start getting there around 3 o'clock. Yep. With the families and children lining up on 3rd Street and the adults without children lining up on Siskiyou Boulevard. And then Samba Like It Hot, like I said, leads the parade. And that kicks off at 3:30 at the public library.
Lots of fun stuff to see and experience and all kinds of sights and sounds and smells as well, I'm sure. Don't know what the Science Works folks have figured out, but there might be some smells involved there as well. This is all in Ashland, starting generally at the library. So check out between the library and the plaza between 3:30 and 5. Catherine Flanagan is the visitor and convention bureau director and the marketing director for the Ashland Chamber. Thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a wonderful Halloween, everyone.
You too. Happy Halloween.